God. We're still in Ecclesiastes. We left off in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10, so we'll be picking up in 11 today. And these one-liners are so thick, right? They're just one little verse, but they're so much. And if you fold it over and look into each one, especially as we get into chapter 10, Lord willing, tonight, where it talks about dead flies cause the ointment to stink. I tried, I even Googled it on the internet and tried to get the saying of that word, the enunciate pronouncing. Can't do it. Tongue just don't turn that way. And so, but anyhow, as you come back to verse 11 in chapter 9, he says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Yep. All right? For man knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. All right, now, then he changes his thought again. Those two verses, then he changes his thought. So, under the sun, he's looking around and says, not just because you're physically fit, not just because you run well, that means that you're going to win the final war. You can be a bodybuilder, owner of Swanson, the whole
family.
Schwarzenegger. Thank God. You know? And anyhow, you can be built like him and still lose your soul. You can be those long-distance runners that are able to take off and run from here to Mexico and not take a break. But if you don't know Jesus Christ, it isn't going to happen. Nothing. It doesn't profit you to just work on your body and not your spirit. So many folks get into that. Well, I'm going to work my whole life, and I'm going to climb the ladder of success. I'm going to be this great entrepreneur. And you might make that. You might be the swiftest, you might be the strongest, you might be the smartest in that, and still miss the everlasting gift of God, salvation. You see anything there? And so he looked under the sun. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither bread to the wise. Just because you think you can make money, that doesn't mean anything in the true eternal aspect of stuff. Because he says that all men, like the fish are caught in evil net, and as the birds are caught in a snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time. And when it falls suddenly upon them. James said we shouldn't go to such and such place and stay such and such time and say that we're going to make such and such money, because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Right? You just don't know. So if you do decide to go and do things like that, you do decide to go and spend a lot of time in prayer. We've known folks who say, well, I'm going to get up and I'm going to leave New York and I'm going to go somewhere else. And it turns out a lot worse for them where they were going than if they would have just stayed. You know, and they end up coming back, that kind of stuff. I know that's a bad analogy, because in my mind's eye, I say, yeah, let's go to free America. But if that's not where God has called you, if that's not where the Spirit of God is, it's not going to do you any good. You need to be in conjunction with God, because the evil time is going to come, or the evil time is coming, and it doesn't matter if you're in Texas or if you're up here. When these things come to be, when that net, that evil net, grabs all those fish, and on that day, there's nothing that's going to take you out of that.
The fact that it mentions time and chance.
Yes, time and chance.
Time and chance. And a lot of times, you know, that enters into it too, into the formula, so to speak. We think it's always, you know, it's the Lord ordained, and he does, but I mean, the time and chance is also part of his. You know, he knows.
Right, he knows.
But the fact that it says time and chance happeneth to them all.
Yeah. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so waiting on God is probably the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, because we think that we know best, right? I mean, all of us think that we know best, that I can make something happen. If I move this way, something else is going to happen. Or if I do this, it's going to change God's plans. God's no respecter of persons. There's going to come a time, and God's got the time in his hands. Mm-hmm. Now, and no matter where you are, because it's going to talk later in chapter 10 that, I think it's here in 11, that when you work, just do the work, right? If you you have a little bit of time, you just enjoy what you're doing, because that's where it all matters in this life. Yep. You know, just be content. I've said this before. God doesn't care if you're a roofer, or if you're a floor guy, if you're a lawnmower. God's not concerned about those kind of things. He's concerned about your contentness, and no matter what vocation you happen to have. Time and chance, right? Trust God, move forward, right? Just trust God and move forward. And 13, this is wisdom that I have seen under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. There was a little city and a few men within it, and there came a great king against it and besieged it and built a great bulwarks against it. Now, there was found in it a poor wise man, and he had by his wisdom delivered the city, yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and the words are not heard. The words of a wise man are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. And the bottom of it is 18. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner can destroy much good. Wow. You've heard that saying, one bad apple spoils the whole barrel. You can have a great work going on, and one person with one intruder that comes in there, one wolf, like a sheep, disguised, using what God has given him to hurt or destroy or to cause damage, will do more hurt, more destruction than what you can wrap your mind around. He talks about this little city wherein there was just a few men in it. It didn't take much. Charity Bible, there's just a few folks. It's a city, a few folks here. And a wise man, and he's over there, Dave, wise guy.
Wise guy.
Right? Anyhow, but when, even in the men's group, and I say this because I'm not invited to the women's praise God group, but there's men's group. There are some elderly men that come to that group, Joe. He doesn't say a whole lot, but when he says something, it is a deep filled with goodness. And if you're theologically incorrect, he will say, no, you're theologically wrong there, and here's the scripture to back it up. Right? His wisdom is deep and rich. And Dave's wisdom is deep and rich. He's been walking with God longer than I've been alive. You know, and he has almost, I know you're not that old, but you're close. Okay? But it is that, you know, the depth of understanding, that depth of wisdom, fearing the Lord for a long period of time brings with it a richness that a lot of people may not want to hear. But it's better to have that kind of wealth and wisdom than it is to have all the strength and the power of a mighty king. You know, there's you look at the lack of wisdom that we have in our political system going on today. I don't know if y'all heard anything about this wonderful bill that was just signed. Okay, doesn't matter because our kingdom's not here, right? And all of this stuff that we think is well really isn't well. 318 trillion dollars in just since our illustrious leader has taken the White House. Get him a drop in the bucket. That's why it's no wisdom, strong city. And anyhow, there's just, when a great king came around this small city, there's one man that had wisdom, and he is an older man, a poor wise man. It doesn't say older, it's a poor wise man. And his wisdom delivered the city, yet no man remembered that same poor man. See, there's many great men that do wonderful things, but their names are not remembered. You think about all those folks who gave their lives for the gospel of Christ. We may not know their names at all, but they are the ones that saved the city, right? We may not know who they were, where they were born, what their whole story is. Whitney, she comes in with the Voice of the Martyrs, these names of men and women that are, and if she wouldn't do that, we wouldn't know who they were. But still, their impression, their love, and their power, they saved the city, right? But nobody would remember their names. So it's better to be quiet and powerful than strong and loud. And your name may go down forever, right? They may remember Trump forever, but is he really going to do anything? You might remember Biden forever. I doubt that. I don't think anyone's going to remember Biden for long.
In our carnal nature, we judge it all wrong.
Right, yes, thank you.
With the person that speaks most confident gets our attention, mm-hmm. speaks the loudest, speaks the most often. The most put together looking person.
Charismatic.
Yep. We judge by all the wrong
things. All the wrong things. And see, God looks at it completely different. Yeah. A poor man, just one man in the city, and he had wisdom. He said, follow the word of God. Don't listen to the news cycle of the day. Don't worry about the king that's on the outside surrounding, besieging the city. Don't worry about that kind of stuff. And often we do. We worry about a lot of things that we have no control over. Chemtrails is one of these things that keeps coming up. And I looked at it. The other day I watched a documentary about them, and it blew my mind. And it worried me. Right? Chemtrails.
Chemtrails,
and all of the stuff that's in there, the difference between a contrail, which is just in the air for a few minutes and dissipates, and the chemtrails that just blanket the sky, and the heavy aluminum and beryllium and all those other idioms that are in it, you know, and as I was reading and listening about that, I really got worried about it. But what are you going to do? Right, you're spraying a gazillion gallons of this stuff in the atmosphere. There's nothing that you can do about it. Breathe deep.
Pray.
Exactly. Be that poor wise man. Speak truth. As long as you have breath, speak truth. Speak wisdom. Talk about the oracles of God instead of the powers of Lucifer and the things that they're doing to the planet. It's because there's nothing we can do about it. And if we worry about it, then we lose all of our peace. We can be praying for those folks who are making the stand and changing, saving the city instead of worrying about what they're doing to the water supply. Yeah, God's going to take care of all that kind of stuff. I mean, I even looked up ways to cleanse your body from aluminum intake. And there's stuff that you can do for that. If you want to know, I'll tell you later. But none of that really matters because our kingdom's not of this world. Our kingdom is, we're supposed to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then all these other things He's going to take care of. And then He will take care of it all. There's an evil net that's coming after us, just like they catch the fish, just like they catch the fowls of the air. There's an evil time, and it suddenly falls upon everyone. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're in Texas, or if you're in New York, or Washington State, or Florida, doesn't matter. When the time comes, it'll come. So don't worry about it. Just move forward in faith, and all these things will pass. never says that anywhere in the Bible that we're not going to have troubled times. We're going to have them, and it's okay. And so, chapter 10. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. That's, again, with the chemtrails and all that kind of stuff. It's better to have wisdom. It's better to fear God than worry about all the weapons of war. Remember the nuclear scares way back? And they taught us in school. I was first. Y'all, some of y'all were probably in there. When they told you to duck under your desk if a nuclear blast.
You're too young for that.
That's why I said it wasn't for me. I was on the end of that. When I was like in kindergarten, they were finishing it, but y'all were graduating high school.
Not that old. Probably the most. I never did that.
No.
I never went under my desk. I never talked to.
I think
first grade.
Yeah.
We didn't put our hands on our desk.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
We had to put them down. And
well, we were told, I don't know, maybe it's because I was in military.
We practiced
Jesus.
It a lot when I was in like third grade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't.
See, I didn't.
Maybe our school was designated to be. They
were going to be wiped out.
I was in Catholic school, so
yeah.
That could be.
And I was in military bases, right?
We
and so we were told to go out in the hall and hunker down in the corner in case there's a loud blast, you know. And so I don't know.
Yeah. So when the shockwave comes,
yeah,
and it blows out all the windows. And shattered
the
building.
Yeah. There you go. At least they know. I think they put you together all in one spot where they can scoop you up easy.
Well, we were in the halls.
Yeah.
And you put your hands over your head and put your head down to the ground.
Yeah.
And but of course the hall has the least amount of glass.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's where we were told to go. Is go out in the hallway so they'd have these bomb drills. And so I don't know. Maybe I'm not nearly as mature as you guys are. Is that better?
Yeah,
it's close. It's getting better. And but still, we had those things, you know. We went through bomb drills and all that kind of stuff. And so, anyhow, it's just one of those things. It was interesting, you know. They had you scared about nothing, you know.
And even up to date, the year 2000, people were told to go out and take loans out because Christ was coming. And they borrow the money, you won't have to pay it back. You'll be gone.
What was that? It was
Y2K.
Y2K, yeah. Mm-hmm. The world's going to end. Right? It's 2000 is coming. All the computers are going to quit. We're going to have to go back to cutting our own firewood. And so that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, my wife saved the world. She was in IT, and so she fixed that. She learned how to make a zero. Well, zero right there. And but anyhow, wisdom is better than the weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Again, that's the rotten apple in the barrel. Dead flies cause the ointments of the
apothecary.
But what is it?
Remember that practices like natural
medicine?
It does
a natural mix, you know.
Mixes the drugs and makes the pills and
nice. He's a pharmacist.
He's a real pharmacist.
He's a real pharmacist.
Well, it says perfumer to send forth a stinking savior. Savor to stink.
That's because there's a dead fly in it. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doeth a little folly, folly him that is the reputation for the wisdom and honor.
That's so true.
That is so true. You know, a foolish man can take down a lot of wisdom. Well, you can.
Years of work to build something up, and one foolish person, one sinner,
one dead fly in the ointment can ruin the whole mixture. And now that I know what the apothecary is, imagine that you're putting one drop of this, one drop of that, one drop of this to make the stuff, and all of a sudden a fly falls and it ruins the whole batch. So you got 500 gallons of the stuff and one fly, and you just ruined it all. That makes a lot more sense now that I know what it is. And so a wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart is at his left. So are you left or right? What side are you standing on? I've always been in my left side of mind, which made me on the right side of everything else. So if you're right-handed, you use left side of your brain. If you're left-handed, you use right side of your brain. Y'all know that?
Yeah.
One of those things. So if you're left-handed, you're in the right side of your mind.
Are you left-handed?
No, I'm not. I can tell. You know, I can tell. I can tell.
No, I wasn't trying to be funny. I just...
Yeah. Why is so, actually, I can write with my right or my left. They're equally sloppy. And verse 38, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him. And he saith unto everyone that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place for yielding
pacified
great offenses. Okay. Those two, if the spirit of a ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offenses. Mm-hmm. So,
soft answer turns away wrath.
That's what came to my mind. So when they come against you, when a ruler comes against you, don't struggle with them, all right? Just answer them kindly, right?
Calms them.
Yeah.
Settles them.
Settles them right now.
Pacifies them.
Yeah. Verse 3, ye also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him. And he saith to everyone that he is a fool. Remain quiet. No. Remain quiet and appear a fool, but open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Yeah, you know, by the way, it's almost like out of the way.
Out of the way. Yeah.
Out of
He's walking out of the way. And his ignorance follows him. He's a fool. Verse 5, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, mm-hmm. and the rich set in a low place. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whosoever breaketh at the hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Whoso removeth stones shall be hurt therewith, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. If the iron be blunt, he do not wit the sharpen with the edge. Sharpen edge. Yeah. Then he must put more strength. But the wisdom is profitable to direct. Okay. Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better. So there's a lot that I just read through there. All right. There's another thing that folly is a great dignity, and rich sit in a low place. Servants ride upon horses, and princes walk as servants upon the earth. And he that digs a pit shall fall into it. And I've heard that a lot. So I plan something against you, I'll end up falling into it, basically. And if you try to break into a hedge, in other words, I'm going to peek through the bushes to see what you're up to, I might get bit by a snake.
How about this one here?
Yeah.
In verse 8, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. And whoso breaketh in a hedge, a serpent shall bite him.
Yeah.
So what does God do with us? He hedges us.
Yeah.
Right? He sets a hedge about us.
Mm-hmm.
If we dig a pit,
if
we've opened ourselves up to that dimension, a serpent shall bite him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's a wall and a hedge about God's children. Mm-hmm. If you dig a pit, be careful.
Yeah.
Because sin opens up an opening in that hedge.
Yeah, it really does. And that's a real life thing. I mean, if you give temptation a foothold in your life, if you give sin a foothold in your life, what's that? Sin will take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. So if you give into that lust, you give into that thing, you open up a whole demonic world that can really torment you for years and years and years and years.
A serpent.
A serpent, yeah.
Yep.
He enslaves you, puts you back in the cage that you've been set free from. So you got to be careful. He that diggeth the pit shall fall into it, and whosoever breaketh the hedge, the serpent shall bite him. Whosoever removes stone shall be hurt therewith. Remember the old paths, right? Don't move the old markers. If there's old borders, there's boundaries, there's things that are set up, God set them up there to keep you out of the enemy's way. He set them. Don't break that stone down. Don't move that. Remember when Joshua and the people crossed the Jordan and they were supposed to bring the 12 stones out and they made that pillar right there that first night that they prayed in the promised land? That was supposed to stay there forever as a marking. Don't move those stones. Those things that wise men have taught you, wise people have come along beside you and trained you and showed you. They may not make sense, but don't mess with them. Enjoy sweating, right? Go to work. Do good work. Do the best you can do. When you shake a man's hand, that's better than a contract. That's an old stone. It used to be that's the way everything was done. And then they got into lawyers and all that kind of stuff, and you got these documents signed, right?
I got kicked off a farm because I brought a contract.
Yeah.
My word's not good enough?
Yeah.
I said, no, this is telling you that I'm going to do what I told you I would do.
Right.
Oh, yeah. In that case, come on. Yeah.
And again, there's a way, have you heard, work smarter, not harder? That's about the blunt axe. Right? If you got a dull axe, you can beat on a tree all day long. Take a little bit of time, sharpen it up. You may not be cutting wood at that very moment, but you're going to cut a lot more wood with a sharp axe than with a blunt one. Take a little bit of time, get your ducks in a row, and go back to work.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. That's wisdom. Yeah. Wisdom. And he put to more strength, but wisdom is profitable to direct. Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better. Babblers. I don't know what's bad about that because I babble sometimes.
Right.
But he's talking about folks who crazy conspiracy theories, right? Because there are some stupid some just babblers, right? Those who creep into foolish women's houses and lead them astray. They come in teaching false doctrine. They come in sharing things that sound good, but really and truly, they don't make any sense. We're surrounded by that so much today. Although we have the mathematical proof that we're in a recession, you're not really in a recession. Okay? Although there are two genders in the whole wide world, there's only male and female and everything. Well, Babbler's going to tell you that there's gazillions of them. And you can be anything you want to be. That's babbling. And it'll bite you. Those kids who are being forced into dysphoria and they're changing, trying to change their bodies, that's going to affect them for the rest of their life. Those hormone blockers and the parents that are allowing them, the parents that are bringing their children to what are the men who dress up as girls and they dance?
Drag queens.
And these are grandparents and parents bringing their children and grandchildren and celebrating this. That's going to ruin and pervert their children from then on.
I went to a recital. It was kind of a recital, a performance with my granddaughter.
Yeah.
Dancing. One of the songs was, "Don't be a drag, just be a queen."
Really?
I think the singer is transsexual. I'm not sure, but I think that I couldn't understand most of the lyrics.
Right.
But towards the end of the song, I realized that's some words.
Wow.
Don't be a drag, but be a queen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
See, and this is what we're... This is
entertainment.
This is what is happening. Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, right? And the world's going to do what the world's going to do. All this stuff that we just talked about, it's going to... If you don't meet it with truth, it's going to bite you. And a babbler is no better. Those folks who are teaching lies, Jesus told us it'd be better to be drowned in the deepest, have a millstone hung around your neck and drown in the deepest parts of the sea than to hurt one of these little ones. Those parents that are distorting righteousness before their kids, the grandparents, it's horrible what's happening in our nation. And, well, I can't even say it's the world. I really think it's just America. I don't think that's happening overseas.
No, European nations.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I only hear about it here in America. I mean, in Texas, that's where I saw the little video clip from it. It's the great.
England is doing a lot of.
Yeah.
They're just now starting to turn around, but they've been.
Wow. I don't think Russia's where.
Yeah.
Russia said, you come over here and we'll throw you in jail.
Right. Yeah.
It's a long time till you get out.
Places in the Middle East that the guy said, we don't have any homosexuals here. They kill them. You know? Yeah, well, there are none. And so, so that whole idea, it is a European or American perversion. It's a snake bite. And it's killing people, right? A babbler is no better, verse 12. And the words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow him up. Amen? The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words, and a man cannot tell what shall be, but what shall be after him, who can tell?
I feel like that sums up the whole social justice warrior group.
It really does. Yeah.
I mean, the foolishness that's going on, and people are just like, I can't go along with that logic.
Yeah. And that whole wokeism thing.
No matter how many people they get, there's always people that are just like, that's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. That's crazy. But what's happening, and this is where I worry about, I won't say I'm afraid for it, but I worry about it, is that whole wokeism being indoctrinated as normal to little bitty kids, right, kindergartners, and it's being taught to them that this is a correct way of life, and that you can't trust what your parents say about your gender, you can't trust what your parents say about history.
I feel like it's all tied together.
Yeah, it is.
The SJWs, the BLM.
Absolutely.
Like all of those movements, they're like certain birds flock together.
Yes.
Or feathers of a certain bird flock together.
Yeah. Birds of a feather.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, flock together. And so you're right.
A certain feather, yeah.
And just because they make a lot of noise doesn't mean that they are the majority. Just means that they're the squeaky wheel of the moment.
Yeah.
Right?
There's not wisdom there.
I really don't think that they're the majority. I know that they have the platform right now. They have the news cycle, and they have the government behind them, and they, because people are they're afraid to be called mean. Well, you're a bigot if you don't believe that. Well, the Bible says what you believe isn't true. So I guess then in your eyes, I am a bigot.
Yeah, just because you bully someone doesn't change their opinion about you.
Right.
It just silences them.
Yeah. You know, so the world system, the fools are, and the problem is the church is cowering down to them. Right? The few pastors will say anything about, few deacons, few people who call themselves born-again believers will say, no, Kevin, you're not a girl. You're a man, right? And no, you can't call yourself a cat today. You know, you're not a cat. You're a human. Something is really twisted. And there's some things that are really twisted right now in our society that need to be rectified. You know,
it's not flesh and blood.
It's not flesh and blood. Yeah, it's a different kind of wickedness.
Principalities.
Yeah.
Spiritual wickedness in high places.
In high places, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so, fool's full of word. The labor, verse 15, the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go into the city. Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy prince you want to see why America's political scene is so, our leader is a child.
Yeah.
Right? He, not just the president, but the Supreme Court. The majority of them in the Supreme Court can't tell you what a female is. Right? Or they can tell you, but they won't tell you because they're afraid of everything else. The president and the House of Representatives and the Congress are absolutely foolish right now. They're being, the tail's wagging the dog. You got this little thing that's out there making a lot of noise, and the whole political realm is being pushed by that noise. I don't know. I mean,
you have a senile president.
Yeah.
Literally senile. Like, his yeah. They showed like his notes, like,
yeah,
tell him like step by step on like what to do. It wasn't like just general notes.
Right. Yeah. And he read them off. Like,
repeat the line.
Don't read this. there's something wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah, and they're covering it up. The king has no clothes.
Exactly.
And everybody's saying, no, you look wonderful. You know? But he has no clothes. And it's not just him. I mean, it is the leadership that's surrounding him,
right,
that is influencing the laws.
All for power.
All
and
for
money.
Power and money. I mean, this whole thing that's going on in the Ukraine. Don't get me wrong, it's a war and it's nasty. And in fact, have you heard anything about that lately?
No.
Of course not. You know, because the truth started to come out and they had to shut it down. And so...
Meanwhile, our children are losing their innocence.
Yes, yeah.
Families are breaking splinters and breaking
apart.
Oh my
goodness, yeah. And folks are just listening and accepting it. And so few people are fighting for righteousness. Mm-hmm. It's... well, what is that? A fool is full of words, and a man cannot tell what he shall be. And what shall be after him? Who can tell? Right? Once these foolish things that are happening that we're talking about, I don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 years as the economy tries to catch up with the debt. When did Biden get put into president? How less than a year? 18 months? Something like that?
No, less than a year. Right?
No, two.
Almost
2 years.
Is it over 21, January 21?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and so over $3 trillion
right.
In just this little bit of time generated new debt. With this new $1 billion green deal that was, what's going to happen when that bill comes? Do we understand how much $1 trillion is?
No.
All right. This is the way that I heard of a trillion. All right. If you think of a trillion, if you were stacking pennies, you know how thick a penny is. Stack a penny. You stack it all the way up to the moon, back down to the earth, back up to the moon, and halfway down to the earth, you have $1 trillion.
Wow.
That's $1 trillion. In less than 2 years, or just over 2 years, we accumulated another $3 trillion. There's not enough gold in the universe.
And it's intentional.
And it's intentional.
It's all intentional.
And so what's going to happen when that freight train catches up with reality, when that dream catches up? Because you can't print your way out of it. Well, it's massive collapse. It's worldwide famine.
So, remembering back to the Truth Project,
yeah,
and when he talked about all of the pillars, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's in every pillar that matters, right? So it's the family is disintegrating, the
yes.
education
yep.
system, the finance, the government, because
yep.
he went through all that stuff years ago and tried to like
warn people, or at least to educate people.
Whatever,
yes.
yeah. So, but our enemy is is, you know, using every single part.
Yeah.
And it's going to take every single part, if you look at it as a pie, it's going to take all the pieces, right,
mm-hmm.
for him to try to win or think he's going to win or whatever.
And to truly overturn the
world.
Well, the world is the government system that God set up. It's not the government system that we see. God, he formed government, right? He made Moses. He had too many people to deal with, so there were folks set up. There was a government set up around that. So government is not bad when government is righteous.
Mm-hmm.
But when government stops being righteous, it becomes very wicked. And when that king is a child and that princes eat in the morning, well, what did Pelosi just say? Have them eat ice cream, right? In the French Revolution, have them eat cake.
Yeah. I thought that was a woman.
Yeah, Pelosi is a woman. Well, I guess. I don't really know anymore.
Stop. She doesn't know.
Yeah, she doesn't know. And, vodka flavored ice cream.
The thing
cream.
Is, it's
no
been
idea.
A long time. They're making a
yes.
new thing that's doing this stuff.
Yeah.
But right now, our young women
mm-hmm.
and
you.
Our young men in this country overwhelmingly do not want to marry.
Yes.
Do not want children.
Right.
They don't want to work either.
And they don't want to work.
They don't want to work.
And the scripture plainly says a man that does not work should not eat.
Right.
So if they're not working and they don't want to marry, they don't want to have the, what happens when the breeding drops below a certain percentage point?
Wasn't that the Shakers?
Yeah, it was the Shakers, yeah. Yeah, shook them all up. Yeah, they died off. Because
yeah.
if you're not making babies, you know, you... it. And there's a scale to it. I remember it now that we're talking about it. Once it drops below a certain amount, you can never climb back up. Or it'll take for a long, 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 long time to climb back up. And this mindset that young people don't want to marry, they don't want to truly raise children, godly children especially. I don't know if you can recover from that. When you hit that point, it's kind of like when you start going, and I've told you this, I think it's Stone Mountain in Georgia. It's a big granite rock. And years ago, before they made you scared of everything, there were lines painted on the rock. All right, so the yellow line, don't go past the yellow line. Then just like 15 feet out there, there's a red line. So if you did think that you could go past the yellow line, I can get past that. 15 feet over, your feet would still be on the rock, but you're already falling and you don't know it. Because the curvature of the stone was so smooth. Now, once you got to that point, even if you turn around and lay flat on the rock, you're still going over. I'm sure that they have gates around it now. It's kind of like the Three Sisters Island over at Niagara Falls. We used to go there before there were fences up. Right? And you could walk out there and you could put your feet in the water. I'm sure somebody probably lost a child. No. Probably lost something because they got stupid and they went too far out. There were signs up there. Don't get in the water because you'll be swept down and you'll fall over the edge of the cliff and, you know, you have to swim back or die.
Yeah.
Where was I going with all
we're
of that?
We're kind of getting to that point.
We're getting to that point. Now, I don't know if we're, like you're saying that, the mindset of the majority of the young people that have gone through college that are going through elementary school, high school right now, their desire isn't to have a job. The American dream or the ideal that I can achieve something is vanished. It's gone. We got grandchildren. My grandson, I love him to death, but he thinks he's going to make $1 million playing video games. Does that just sound weird to me? I mean, is...
You used to pick a career based on how employable you are.
Yes.
Now it's reach for the stars.
And if you don't make it, it's somebody else's.
Whatever you want to go for.
Yeah. And that's not reality. Somehow we've got disconnected from reality. When they're teaching, go ahead.
You can go to college for the air guitar too.
Yeah, yes, that's right. You know that you can do that. You're right. You can actually get a master in this. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You can go, yeah, air guitar, baby. It's I'm going to.
I saw a show on TV. They asked the kid, he's going to school. But what do you major in? And he goes, air guitar. He goes, looked at him and laughed. He goes, oh really? We're doing air guitar.
That's terrifying.
And he's
going to be now all of a sudden the video game sounds a little bit more reasonable.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's exactly what they do. They raise the price way too high on gas, then they drop it a few cents. Like, look at it. It's getting better.
Isn't that what they just did, right?
Yeah.
It was $2 a gallon.
Yeah.
It jumped up to $5 a gallon. Then they took 20 cents off. But aren't you better?
Yeah.
You know?
It's going down.
It's, yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. Well, if you lower the standards enough, maybe you can reach for the stars.
Only if you stick them on the roof, you know, with your little unicorn.
You got all these people crying these ideologies, but there's going to be fewer of them probably within this generation. Because, like you said, you're going to see a population drop.
Yeah, population's going to drop. And verse 18, this is exactly what we're talking about. By much slothfulness, the building decayeth. Right? By much slothfulness, the building decayeth. And though through idleness, the hands of the house droopeth through. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Curse not the king, and not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, for a bird of the air shall carry thy voice, that which hath wings shall tell the matter. Don't talk about folks. Just don't talk about folks. But before that, much slothfulness, the building decays. If you don't take care of the building, it will fall apart. If you don't take care of the nation, it will fall apart. If you don't change the oil in your truck, it's going to stop. Right? The same type of thing. The hands of idleness, they droopeth through. Droppeth. The idleness of the hands of the house droppeth through. Right. And then he talks about eating is a feast is made for laughter, wine makes merry, but money answereth all things. Can't buy you love, though. This doesn't seem like it is the truth because it's been the Word of God. But you look at the folks who have the most money, you think they have all the things. Right? But they're normally the most miserable people. They got all the money, all the toys, all the things of this world, but there's no joy. They're eating and they're laughing and they're making their heart merry with wine. They're doing all those things in the flesh. But there's no depth. There's no real joy with them. I would, to be a pauper in the king's house, right? And to have all the wealth or something like that.
Doorkeeper in the house of God.
Yes.
Something like that.
Well, praise God. We are going to get through Ecclesiastes soon. And so, at all the things that we talked about today, let's always remember the most important thing. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or evil, It's fear God. There's the conclusion of it. Walk in holiness the best you can. Keep His commandments. This is what your duty is. If you ever hear somebody saying, I want to know what God's will is for my life, remember this verse. Fear God, keep His commandments. That is the duty of all men. So, all the things that we talked about today, it looks bleak on every side, but God. Right? But God. It is going to work out. It's going to be just fine. Amen. So, praise God. Who wants to close in prayer?
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Just there's so much sometimes in life. We got our place full, Lord. There's a lot of things that are going on and a lot of stuff that, causes a lot of consternation and perplexity in our lives. And yet, Lord, if we would just fear you and do what you'd have us to do in our life, we could simplify this life so much.
Yes.
And make it a pleasure and a joy to just simply abide with you, fear you, and do your commandments, and rest inside that wall and that castle as the world just falls apart around us, Lord. And we would just, Father, take comfort, take solace, take rest in fearing you and obeying your commandments. Help us to fear you and obey you above all else. And I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hey, we're coming to the end of the book of Ecclesiastes. Where do y'all want to go next? There's Isaiah, there's Lamentations, there's Jeremiah.